The Aviatrix by Violet Marsh. Performed by Jennifer Jill Araya and Josh Bloomberg.
What do you mean you're canceling our family's flying circus this year? The words tore from Maddie McAdams like shrapnel ripping through the canvas wing of a biplane.
We're out of cash.
Her brother Jake looked uncharacteristically sheepish as he helplessly shrugged. Maddie squeezed her eyes shut as she painstakingly gathered her patience to deal with not one, but three older brothers. In her younger years, she would have just exploded. Now she at least tried for a bit of calm.
I knew we were having money troubles, but I didn't know it was that bad,
Maddie finally managed to grind out with an evenness she didn't feel. Her other two siblings shifted uncomfortably in their hard, straight-backed chairs. Beside them sat their family's star performer, Leo Ward. The flying ace kept his posture rigid, his boyish features as incongruously stoic as always. Yet Maddie thought she caught a hint of guilt in her former friend's cobalt blue eyes. Her father, Walt McAdams, attempted a comforting smile. But even with the bill of his ever-present flat cap obscuring half his face, he couldn't hide his weariness.
We didn't want to worry you, Swift, her father admitted.
The old nickname triggered a poignant ache. Maddie drummed her fingers against the rough wood. Her father had built the dining set from a hickory tree that he'd felled to clear the original airstrip. Normally, touching the solid slab gave her a sense of comfort. The furniture was as stout and steady as the man who'd created it. Maddie had expected her pa's current overprotective behavior from her brothers, but not from him.
We thought we could turn it around and we didn't want you to fret,
Otto, her middle brother, admitted ruefully. Like Maddie, he had their mother's red hair. He tried to smooth his wavy locks with petroleum jelly, but the stubborn strands always escaped. Today, one curl looped over the middle of his forehead, giving him a comically earnest air. Unfortunately, Maddie was not in the mood to be amused.
Fret! Maddie burst out, crossing her arms over her hand-me-down shirt that used to belong to her brother Will. I don't fret. It's the lot of you who act like a bunch of mother hens, always worrying about me.
Her brothers exchanged looks among themselves and then glanced toward Leo. Maddie groaned and beat out an even faster tattoo along a gouge in the hickory wood.
If we'd told you about the difficulties, you would have tried to fly crazy stunts to bring in an audience.
Will leaned back in his chair, as if his statement explained everything. In a way, it did, but not how he'd intended.
Of course I would have! Maddie jumped to her feet with such force the heavy hickory chair toppled backward. Flying circuses aren't as rare as they used to be before the war. We need more dramatic stunts, not less. This was Alfred's dream. We can't let it die, too.